Module 8 Checklist for Employers. Employers need to take every measure to prevent harassment, bullying, and violence in the workplace. The company culture should be monitored carefully and changes should be made when risks are discovered. Employers can change company culture by creating a relevant code of ethics and implementing new policies and procedures. Four-step process. There are four steps that employers must take when they are evaluating the risks to their business. Number 1, list the risks of taking or not taking an action. Number 2, determine the severity of the risk, the likelihood that it will happen again, and the likelihood of early detection. Use a scale from 1 to 10. Number 3, prioritize the risks. Number 4, develop action and assign responsibilities. Addressing all employees. It is important to address all employees when trying to implement new policies regarding harassment and bullying behavior. The changes should not target specific groups or individuals. This may be seen as a type of harassment. All employees should abide by the same rules. This way, people cannot claim that they do not know how to behave. Managers should also make sure that any and all questions are addressed and everyone understands the consequences of not following the new policies or procedures. Code of Ethics. A company code of ethics is becoming commonplace in modern business. The code is meant to encourage everyone to behave ethically. They can also prevent lawsuits. There are several elements that need to be considered when developing a code of ethics. What to include in a code of ethics? Laws and regulations. All legal requirements need to be considered. Company needs. Consider the needs of your employees and the business when creating a code. Ethical values. Use the ethics and values you feel should guide the organization. Include two examples for each value. Wording. Make sure that the message is clear and everyone knows that they have to abide by the code of ethics. Policy and procedures. Policy and procedures are created to enforce the company code of ethics and prevent problems in the future. Every organization should have an anti-harassment policy and procedures established. Policies not only issue rules, they establish who is responsible for enforcing those rules. They make the difference between acceptable and unacceptable behavior clear. There are several basic steps to creating policies and procedures. Drafting policies. Identify risks. Create policies. Approve policies. Evaluate policies. Case study. James needed to create a code of ethics for a paper distribution company that he worked for. At base level, it included the laws that needed to be obeyed. Next, he included the company's needs, such as those of the employees. Next were general ethics. Things that may seem obvious but need to be started anyway. When it was finished and approved, he presented it to all the employees. If everyone knows the rules and how they are expected to behave, they cannot claim that they were misinformed. That can give those that would bully others no excuse for their actions and make the workplace that much safer.